Chapter 31. Escapades, which read like flat copies of like scenes in the stories of Mr. G.P., R. James, and the most unreal portions of Ivanhoe. The beta so palpably artificial, that the most credulous Scudgian turns away. Now, my dear, I don't see over much to complain of in that. It proves that you were clever enough to make him think of Sir Walter Scott, which is a great deal. Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh yes. Though I cannot romance myself, I am able to remind him of those who can. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Elfright intended to hurl these words sarcastically at her invisible enemy, but as he had no more satirical power than a wood pigeon, they merely fell in a pretty murmur from lips shaped to a pout. Certainly. And that's something. Your book is good enough to be bad in an ordinary literary manner, and doesn't stand by itself in a melancholy position altogether worse than assailable. Had interest in an historical romance may nowadays have any chance of being sustained, it is indispensable that the reader find himself under the guidance of some nearly extinct species of legendary, who, in addition to an impulse towards antiquarian research and an unweakened faith in the medieval halo, shall possess an inventive faculty in which delicacy of sentiment is far overtopped by a power of welding to stirring incident a spirited variety of the elementary human passions. Well, that long-winded effusion doesn't refer to you at all, Elfride, merely something put in to fill up. Let me see, when does he come to you again, semicolon dot dot dot, not till the very end, actually. Here you are finally polished off. But to return to the little work we have used as the text of this article. We are far from altogether disparaging the author's powers. As he has a certain versatility that enables her to use with effect a style of narration peculiar to herself, which may be called a murmuring of delicate emotional trifles, the particular gift of those to whom the social sympathies of a peaceful time are as daily food. Hence, where matters of domestic experience, and the natural touches which make people real, can be introduced without anachronisms too striking, she is occasionally felicitous, and upon the whole we feel justified in saying that the book will bear looking into for the sake of those portions which have nothing whatever to do with the story. Well, I suppose it is intended for satire, but don't think anything more of it now, my dear. It is 7 o'clock. Apostrophe and Mrs. Swankert rang for her maid. Attack is more piquant than conquered. Stephen's letter was concerning nothing but oneness with her. The review was the very reverse. And a stranger with neither name nor shape, age, nor appearance, but a mighty voice, is naturally rather an interesting novelty to a lady he chooses to address. When Elfright fell asleep that night, she was loving the writer of the letter, but thinking of the writer of that article. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.